Hilchos Mechita, the Law of Sales, the 24th chapter. In the opening halachos of today's shiur, the Rambam is going to discuss the laws for someone who sells three trees within a field. And providing there are certain conditions, the sale does not only entail the trees themselves, but also the land where those trees are. And we'll be going to see the details in the next few halachas. Perek Arba'a of the Esrim, Chapter 24, Halacha Aleph. Ha'moicha Shloisha Ilonais, if a man sells three trees beside Sadeyu within his field, Vafilu ha'yusholish netiyais ktanis, even if they were small plants, or Shloisha Vadei Ilon, or they were three shoots coming out of one tree, or the roots of one tree, but the root is very deep, and out of this deep comes out three shoots, and they separate when they reach the ground, and they come out of the ground, it seems like it's three trees. The buyer gets the ground necessary for those trees. And even if the trees dry up, or were cut down, the land necessary for these trees still will belong to him, and he can plant new trees in that space. And he also acquires the little trees that are between these three trees that he sold them. He sold them these three trees, so the little trees or insignificant trees that might be between these, the distance between these three trees are also included in the sale, and he's going to explain in a later halacha that there must be a distance between the original three trees. Halacha beis. How much land does this entail? How much land is it necessary for the tree? Tachteyim, the land underneath the trees, uveineyim, and between them, v'chutzolahim, and around them, kemloi ha'oyra v'saloi, as much place that will require the gatherer of the fruit, the produce of those trees. For that man who is gathering the fruit of these trees, v'saloi, in his basket, for him to stand around the tree, that is included in the sale. And this space, this place, this area that's around the trees, neither of them can sow their seeds without the consent of the other. When does this rule apply? If the trees are standing like three pegs of a stove, like a tripod, which you place the pot on it, and they would have the stove was basically a box like utensil, which and had in it three pegs, and the pot stood on the pegs, and underneath and between the pegs, and then underneath the pot was put the wood that was the flame for the pot. So this was shaped like the Hebrew vowel a segel, like a tripod. So if the trees are in that way, the land is also included in the sale. Shareihem shnayim ze keneged ze, it's two opposite the other. Vashlishi mechuvim beineihem, and at a distance, the third one is exactly between them. Maruchim mehem, and it's at a distance. Vahu, and this is providing. Sheyavein kol ilan ve ilan, that there is a distance between each tree, between 4 and 16 amas. And if there is such a space between the two, then we say that he is not only selling him the tree itself, but he's also selling him the land that's between the trees. And from where is the said distance measured? Minaikar harachok, from the thickest part of the root, shall ha'ilonis, of these trees. Avalim loy ha'yu'aimdim ketsura hazois. However, if they're not placed in the above manner, like we mentioned before, like a tripod, or they're closer than 4 amas apart, or they're farther apart than 16 amas. He didn't buy them all at once, he bought them one after the other. Or he sold two were within the field, and the other one was on the boundary of that field. And generally, when a person is selling something on his boundary, he wants to have full right to the piece of land on his boundary. So then it's not included in the sale. Or if the two are in his field and the other tree is in someone else's field, or if there's a separation between the trees of a pit or an irrigation canal, or a public domain, then the buyer does not acquire any land at all. And therefore, the trees that might be between them are not included in the sale. And if the trees that were bought dry up, or nixas, or were cut down, he can go, he has nothing, and he has no other interest in that field. Anyone that acquires three trees, v'yeshlei karka, and thus acquires the land that go with the three trees, as we explained, imigdilu v'hitziu chayter, if the trees grew and then they brought forth a shoots and started growing, yokoits, they should be cut off, k'deishlo yemai taderech al bal hasode, in order that it should not decrease the path that is the right of the owner of that field. Even though we say that the buyer of those trees buys also a certain ownership in the land that is between the trees, nevertheless, the owner of the piece of land still has a right of passage through that land that is between the trees. And if now a shoot is going to come out from the ground near those trees, and therefore going to take up more space in the width of the area of where the tree stood, and thus diminish the area for which the owner can use as a pathway. He used to go between the trees, now he has less space. And therefore, he can obligate the owner of the tree to cut off that shoot. V'chol hasarigim, and all vines, v'amirim and branches, hayoytzim mehem, that come out of and grow out of from this tree, v'afilu min hasharoshim, and even the ones that come out of the roots, harayim shel bal ha'ilones, that belongs to the owner of the tree, shehariyesh le'karka, since he also owns the land. He also owns the land that is near the root, and therefore, even if it comes out of the ground, those branches belong to him. And we're going to see later in the case when someone buys only two trees, at certain times what grows, it does not belong to the owner of the trees. Halacha v'hagoyne shnei ilonis, one that buys only two trees, b'toich svei chaveira, in the field of his friend. Ein loikaka, he has no right in the land. Lafichu, therefore, imeis ha'ilon, if the tree dies, oi niktzat, or if it's cut off, it's cut down. Ein loiklum, he has nothing. The tree alone is what he bought. If there is no tree, there is no interest or right in the land. Higdilu shnei ilonis, if two trees grew, v'hitziu sarigim v'amirim, and they brought forth vines or branches, yakoits they are cut, shema yitzmachu v'oretz, because perhaps they would grow from the ground, from underneath the ground, they might grow from the root of one of these two trees, or come out of the ground, and shoot, v'yayim alamaycha, and the owner of the two trees will say, shloisha ilonis machartali, three trees that you sold me, the Ashlikli Kakan, therefore I also have a right to land. And in fact, it was only to the two trees, and only later on that one of the trees bring forth a shoot, and it looked, and it seems now like there are three trees here. Therefore, he had the owner of the land can force him to cut off the branches and the shoots. Halacha zayin, kol ha'itzim shakoitzitz bal shnei ha'ilonis. Mehem, all of the pieces of wood, the branches, that the owner of the two trees cuts, ha'olam in hagzoim, the ones that come from the trunk, vu haroye pnei achama, and that's the part which sees the sun. Another thing, anything that is above ground, harayusha ba'olim onis, anything that grows, new branches or vines that would grow, would belong to the owner of the trees. V'olam in asheroshim, if there's a shoot that comes from the roots, v'sheinu roye pnei hakarka, and it's from a place on the body of the tree, that does not see the sun, in other words, it's underneath the ground, Hariyusha Balasod, that belongs to the owner of the field. And even though that the source of this shoot is the root of that tree, the tree that was sowed, nevertheless, since it goes through the ground, and it's coming from the ground, it would belong to the owner of the field. Uvat Kolim, in the case of palm trees, anything that gives forth does not belong to the owner of the tree, since there are no shoots from the trunk of a palm tree, and therefore obviously these came from the roots, and as we said before, if it comes from the roots from underneath the ground, then it belongs to the owner of the field. Halachuche samoicher karka, one who sells the land to someone else, v'shir ilonis, and for himself he reserves and he leaves the tree. In other words, there was a piece of land that had trees in it, and he sold to someone else the land, and the deal is that the tree is going to remain his. Hariyesh l'chatzi hakarka kula, if he makes such a condition, and the half of the entire piece of land will belong to him. And some commentators explain that this is providing that the trees need that much land. It's trees that apparently the roots spread far and wide, and therefore they need up to half of the land. So therefore, when he sold the tree, and he said the trees, when he sold the land, and he said, and stipulated that the tree is going to remain his, he included with this all the land that would be needed by the tree. And because if he would not leave behind land included in with the trees, Hari from the buyer of the land will say, Akor ilonach, remove your tree, uproot your trees. And therefore, when he sold the land and he stipulated that the trees will belong to him, he meant the land that goes and is needed for the trees. And this case is talking, when does half of the land belong to him, if he reserved for himself three trees? And similarly, the case is if he reserved for himself and he left for himself two trees, only two, yesh lo karka haruya lahem, then he is entitled to the land necessary for them. And over here, apparently, the Rambam doesn't say half. So what it would be entail is then at least goes with a normal case when someone sells three trees. We say that the land around it that is needed for the fruit picker and his basket, this would go at least this would go along with these two trees. And of course, when he sells his land to someone else and he leaves trees with him, even if it's only two trees, it has a certain advantage since he is the seller of the land, and the conditions what he would do would be more favorable for himself. And she'ilu lo shir karka, because if he did not leave any land for himself, then the buyer of the land will tell him, akor ilonach v'leich, uproot your trees and go, you sold the land to me, you sold it to me completely. So therefore we say no, on the contrary, he gave himself even more right to the land, and therefore anything that any piece of land that is needed for the trees is not included in the sale. Halachites, hamoichras elones, one who sells trees, v'shiras akarka, and he leaves the land with himself. He's saying, I'm selling you the trees of the field and not the field itself. Yesh lebal elones karka royalahem, the owner of the trees acquire also the land that is necessary for the tree itself, k'mo shebiyan, like we explained in the beginning of this chapter. If he sells the land to one person, and the trees to another person, and one took possession of the trees, and the other one took possession of the land, and they made the proper kinyonim, the one who acquired the trees acquires a tree with half of the land. And also here, some commentators explain that this is because in this case, he needs half of the land for the use of those trees. And since he sold the land to one and the trees to another, the same din applies like in Halacha Ches, when he sells the land to someone else and the trees he leaves behind. Similarly over here, he's leaving behind the trees and to sell it to someone else. Vezesh al zebikaka, and the one who took possession and made the kinyan chazaka in the land, kona chatzah karka bovad, he only acquires half of the land. Halacha yud, ha'achin shecholku, brothers that are dividing up their inheritance, echad notl pardis, one of them is taking an orchard. The echad notl stay loven, the other one is taking a field that you plant grain on. Yesh lebal ha'pardis, arba ames b'soich stay loven. The one who inherits and is going to receive as his part, he's going to receive the orchard, is going to have an additional 4 ames into the field. And we're obviously talking that the field is bordering the orchard. And the din is that he receives, the one who is going to receive the orchard is going to receive arba ames b'seich they love and smuches l'seif elonis shapardes by the end of where the trees of the orchard are. Those trees that are by the border, bordering the field, that is the field that's to use to plant grain on, 4 of those ames from the field are going to become part of the orchard. Shalmanas kein chalaku, because on that condition was the division of the inheritance made. And the Gemara explains the reason for this is because the owner of the orchard will need 4 cubits space through which to bring the plow. And if you're giving him trees that are by the border, that is between the orchard and the boundary, that is between the orchard and the field, so you have to give him also the space of a piece of land through which you can plow around these trees. And that is up to 4 ames by near the boundary. The Ein Sarch LeFarish Devazeh, this does not have to be spoken and stipulated clearly, Neishu Dov Yadu, because it was a known thing. Halacha Yudalef, Amichas Ad LeChaveri, one who sells to another a field. Vahuyuvot Kolim, and there were palm trees. Vahomoloi, and the seller says, Chutz Midekol Ploini, I'm selling to you the field with the exception of a certain palm tree. With the exception of that palm tree, im dekel toiv umeshubachu, if the palm tree that was pointed out is a good and a fine one, oisa hadekel levadai hushashir, then it's only that tree that was held back from the sale, and not the other palm trees that are there. Vahashal lekeach, and the rest of the trees, the palm trees, would go to the buyer. The im dekel rahu shashir, if he pointed out a tree which was not a good tree, of inferior quality, koshkin shishir ashar, we presume that he reserved and he included in this reservation, leaving back trees, he included all of the trees, loikonim inat kolim, and therefore the buyer will not acquire any of the palm trees, klum, nothing. And the reason for this is because we're saying that if he points out this tree, which is of an inferior quality, then surely all of the palm trees, which are of better quality, they were held back from the sale. Halacha Yud Beis, Machalei Sodef, he sold him a field. V'amalei, and he tells him, Chutz min Heilaneis, I'm selling you this field with the exception of the trees that are in this field. In Yesh Boit Kolim Bilvad, if there are only palm trees, Shir Ad Kolim, then that we, even though he didn't say clearly, I'm leaving back the and I'm excluding in the sale the palm trees. He said trees, the palm trees are included, palms are included in trees, in the term trees. V'in Yesh Boit Kfanim Bilvad, and if there are only grapevines in that field, in that piece of land, shir hakvanim, then it's grapevines that were excluded from the sale. Even though he used the term trees, he meant also grapevines, v'chein shara ilanis, and the same thing is with all trees. The term ilan, tree, applies to only a specific species of trees. Hayibakvanim utkolim, if in that field, and there were both grapevines and palm trees, and he says, I'm selling this to you with the exception of the trees. Lashira lakfanim, we say that the excluded in the sale, when he said in the exclusion trees, he excluded the gufanim, the grapevines, and included in the sale were the kolim, the palm trees, and as he's going to explain better, that palm trees were of a more useful was a more useful type of tree. It didn't entail so much work into it to have the benefit of its fruits, and therefore, since when someone sells, is going to say sells it generously. So therefore, he obviously sold it to him in a more favorable way, and therefore, what he excluded was of the tree of inferior quality, and in this case, the grapevines. In some texts it says over here, if he said trees and grapevines, if they were there trees and grapevines, they should el elonis. If the trees that he left behind, because he used the term trees, then he used the trees and palms, then he meant the trees. And the reason for this din, which we say that of inferior quality, is what is in the exclusion. That's because when one sells, he sells with a good eye, he sells generously, and therefore he gave a more favorable side of the deal to the buyer. Vimat kolim shir. And in the case when we say that he excluded in the sale kolim, he excluded palm trees, lo shir, he didn't exclude ela kol deko gvoy, he only excluded the high palm trees, sha'un lo bechevel, you have to go up there with a rope, vashar, however, the smaller trees that are not that high, harayush alokeach, are included in the sale, and that wasn't the exclusion. He excluded trees that had significance, trees that are high, and however, the small ones are not excluded and are considered as part of the field. And if excluded in the sale, other type of trees, so obviously other type of trees, then you don't have to be able to climb up on them to be considered a tree that is of importance and of quality. So how do we, what does it make it to be considered a tree that is of importance? And that is what he meant when he excluded trees in the sale. Like Shir Bahem, he didn't exclude Elochol Shein Ha'ol Kaif Shein, only trees that are so strong that they would not be bent when the yoke of the oxen goes over them, they will not be bent. V'chol Shein Ha'ol Kaif Shein, and anything that the yoke would bend, Harihusha Lekeach, is considered as to be included in the sale as the field of Bechlal HaSodan Echshav, it's considered like part of the field. Since it's so, these trees are so young that they bend, therefore it is not considered as a tree, and it is considered as part of the field, and therefore included in the sale of the field. Halacha Yud Gimel, Hoy Melech Aveira, if one says to another, Karkot Kolim Ani Moichaloch, I will send you land and palm trees. The deal is that he's selling them both of these. Afilu Lehoyu Loit Kolim, even if he has no palm trees on the land. In Rotha Luknois Lo Shneit Kolim, the seller can go and buy himself two palm trees and say that I'm selling you, when I said I'm selling you land and palm trees, it's other palm trees, but that are not on this same piece of land. And the sale is valid. And the buyer cannot say, I don't want to buy only land that has palm trees in it, because since the terms used was land and palm trees, so this can also mean when the palm trees are not necessarily on that same piece of land. Vim Omar, and if he said in the deal, when they made the deal, Karku bit kolim, I will sell you land that have in it palm trees. And imeichalach im hoyu vayshneit kolim, if the land itself had in it two palm trees, kona, the sale of the land is valid. Vim lav, and if not, mikachtoasu, it is an invalid sale, vachoyzer, and everything, the money will have to be returned. Vim Omalai, and if he told him, Karka shalt kolim ani meichalach, the land of palm trees I'm selling you. Ein loit kolim, he has no palm trees. The buyer didn't acquire her palm trees. She'ein b'lashon hazeh, because using these terms, it is not understood. Ela karka roilut kolim, the only thing implied is merely land suitable for palm trees. He's saying the land of palm trees, but not the palm tree itself. Halacha Yudalit. Hamoicha Pardis, if one sells an orchard, Lachavedi to another, Sarach Sheyichtav Lai, he should write in the deed, Kenei Lachad Kolim, acquire with this title to the trees, the palm trees, Usmarim, and the dates, that grow on these trees, v'chutzin, and also the immature leaves. These are the lulavim. All of this is included in the sale. V'afati shakonuch aleilu. Even though one might say it is superfluous, since one in any case would acquire all of these afati shleifeder shosim, even though they weren't clearly specified in the deed. Noi hashtar heim. This is to make for the beauty of the shtar, for to add force to the text of the deed. It is preferable to specify that it means the fruits and the immature leaves and everything is included. Similarly, when one sells a piece of land to another, he should write in the deed, the seller writes, I have not reserved for myself anything in this sale. There is no interest that I still have in this piece of land. And this is in order to avoid litigations and claims that later on the seller might have against the buyer and with this claim an interest in this piece of land. If one sells a house to another, even though he writes in the deed, the knesi lecha omke verumay, I convey to you its depth and its height. And Torach Lichtov Lai, he has to write, Knei Lecha Mahakarka, acquire from the land, Hatoim, up to the Abyss, Adreim Harakia, and up to the heaven. And the reason for this is because generally, when one sold a house, and if he only wrote in the deed that he's selling the house, he did not acquire the land that the house was on together with the house. He has to write also in the text of the deed in a way that he's selling him or transferring ownership also to the land itself. And even if he transfers ownership and he writes in the piece of in the deed, he writes that he's transferring also ownership to the land, then he has to write that means the land that goes to the depth up to the abyss, and also the airspace up to heaven. Because if not, the previous owner will still have an interest and a claim to the debt to what is under in the earth underneath the house or on the airspace over the house. Therefore, he has to write clearly up to that it's all inclusive. Because depth of the earth underneath the house, and the height of airspace above the house, is not acquired if you don't clearly specify it. And once he acquires the depth and the height of the airspace, he only acquires the immediate airspace. If he would just say that he's transferring ownership also to oimik v'roim, to the depth and to the height, it would mean the height of airspace close to the house. Oimik shu all the arat and depth. The depth that is close to the house. However, he would not acquire what's in the depth, deeper than the immediate area underneath the house, and what is higher than the house. And this would, for example, the Gemara says, give him a right, he would be able to build a house on top of the house that he sold on pillars. And therefore, he would not diminish anything of the house that he sold. However, on the airspace on top of that house, he's going to use for himself. Similarly, he can go dig under the house and use underneath the buyer's house. He will dig up and build for himself a pit. If he says it all inclusive, that the area is from the depth of the abyss up to the height of the heaven, that means that in this area, the land from the abyss up to the heaven, that whole space is being sold. And therefore, he acquires title to the well that is underneath the ground, and the walled cellars, what's in the depth of the earth, and the ceiling, and the tunnels shebein hamazivas lamaila that are between this in the spaces between them, and all of this is included since he wrote the text of the deed in a way which is all inclusive. If one sells a house to another, on the condition that the upper story remains his. In other words, he's selling him only the house which is the lowest story, but the upper story is his. It remains his. And if he wants to, the owner wants to have protruding, projecting from the walls beams into the airspace of the other, mighty, he can do that. The nuflin of the house falls, he can build his part. In other words, even if only the upper story falls and is destroyed, he can rebuild it. The imratza livne salgaba. And if on the upper story there was another attic or something that was above the upper story, and he wants to build not only the upper story but what was on top of it, he can buy exactly the way it was before the sale. Halacha yudzai, hamoichi kivrei, one sells his grave, his burial plot. He had a plot, and they, over there his family, they had a plot for the whole family, and he sold his grave. His gravesite, oy derech kivrei, or the path that leads to the plot, oy mekay mamodai, or near the plot, they used to have a place where the mourners would stand, and this person sold this place, oy beis hespadai, or the house which was used to make the eulogies. Boim bnei mishpacha, the members of the family can come, the kovrim sham, and they can bury bal korchei, they can bury their dead, bal korchei, even if the buyer of this field, of this gravesite, disagrees, mishum pugam mishpacha, and this is to prevent disgrace for the family, because it was not honorable. If there's a family plot, that one would be buried somewhere else, and even if this person who sold it is the same person that died, and now his family insists on burying him in that plot, they have that right. And the price of that grave that they used to bury, they would have to pay to the buyer of that field. And this whole thing applies even if it wasn't stipulated that that their family is still going to continue burying their dead there. Still, it is understood. And the Chacham said this because to prevent disgrace of a family. And the commentators explained that they don't have to reimburse for the entire field, because the field itself he can still use for other purposes. However, the specific graves that were for that family plot and the right to use the gravesite and the places where the mourners would stand, this is still belonging to the family.